Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 30, Friday. Today's topic, search and rescue. So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Acts chapter 17, verse 27 and 28. In Acts 17, the Apostle Paul was on a search and rescue mission in ancient Athens. The number of lost souls in that city was overwhelming. Yet Paul did not shrink from the assignment. He boldly engaged others with the gospel, even quoting one of the Greek's famous poets to communicate the gospel in their context. Let's look at his message to them. First, he pointed out the Creator has revealed himself to us, and he is even closer than we realize. Actually, we live, move, and exist because of him. Then he said, this Creator not only made us, but he wants a relationship with us, even going so far as to seek us out. When we open our hearts to God, we find him. We find his forgiveness and peace. We find joy and purpose. We find redeeming grace. So God finds us when we find him. Further, we find ourselves as we join him on the search and rescue mission. It's an old saying, yet still true. The act of evangelism is one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Will you share today what you have found in him? Will you pray for others whom the Lord is seeking? Will you report for duty today? Father, I never want to forget that I once was lost before you found me. Thank you for your saving grace. There is no other word for it but amazing. Use me today as a witness for you and for your saving grace. It is in the matchless and mighty name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.